BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. A United Nations report says the Israeli military has blocked most aid deliveries to northern Gaza since the start of the year. The UN humanitarian agency says less than a quarter of its planned missions have been allowed so far this month. A UN human rights official in Gaza, Ajit Sungai, has also accused Israel of beating, blindfolding and stripping Palestinian detainees in Gaza.
These are men who were detained by the Israeli security forces in unknown locations for between 30 to 55 days. They described being beaten, humiliated, subjected to ill-treatment and to what may amount to torture. They reported being blindfolded for long periods, some of them for several consecutive days. One man said he had access to a shower only once during his 55 days in detention. There are reports of men who were subsequently released, but only in diapers, without any adequate clothing in this cold weather.
Israel has said it treats all those detained in accordance with international law. The US military says it has conducted further strikes against three Houthi anti-ship missiles that were ready to attack shipping in the southern Red Sea. The US Central Command said the missiles presented an imminent threat to maritime traffic, including US Navy ships. The Japanese Space Agency is racing to gather as much data as possible from its lunar lander, which has run into power problems on reaching the moon. The agency's director general, Hitoshi Kuniaka, explained that the probe's solar panels weren't working.
Now the smart lander has been communicating with the Earth station and it is receiving commands from Earth accurately, and the spacecraft is responding to these in a normal way. However, it seems that the solar cell is not generating electricity at this point in time, and since we are not able to generate electricity, the operation is being done using batteries on board.
A new criminal charge of involuntary manslaughter has been filed against Alec Baldwin over a fatal shooting on a movie set 3 years ago. The actor was preparing to film a scene in the Western Rust in New Mexico when his pistol went off, killing a cinematographer. Emma Vardy reports.
Alec Baldwin has always said he was not responsible for the death of Helena Hutchins on the film set of the Western movie Rust. He claims he was told the gun did not contain any live rounds. A year ago, Mr. Baldwin had faced charges, which were later dismissed after they received new evidence that the gun may have been able to be fired without the trigger being pulled. But following a new forensic report, a grand jury in New Mexico has concluded Mr. Baldwin should now face trial accused of involuntary manslaughter. The movie's armourer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is also facing the same charge.
This is the World News from the BBC. The former president of Sierra Leone, Ernest Bai Koroma, has flown out of the country to Nigeria, despite having been accused of involvement in an attempted coup. Officially, he's gone for medical attention, but sources have told the BBC that recent international mediation produced a deal for Mr. Koroma to go into exile in Nigeria if treason charges were dropped. The Argentine authorities say they have deported the wife and children of an Ecuadorian drug cartel leader who escaped from jail earlier this month. The escape of José Adolfo Macias during a prison riot and rising levels of violence linked to criminal gangs in Ecuador's jails prompted President Daniel Noboa to declare a state of emergency. He said the problem had now spread far beyond Ecuador's borders.
I think the region, not only Colombia, has allowed for this problem to grow in an uncontrolled way. We must stay together to fight this. It is a regional and a worldwide problem. The consumption of these products is in the United States and in Europe.
Police in the Netherlands have seized what they say is the country's largest ever haul of the drug ketamine, with a street value of nearly $60 million. Dozens of boxes containing 2 tons of the drug were discovered in a village east of Amsterdam. A 55-year-old man was arrested. At the Africa Cup of Nations football tournament, Cape Verde and Senegal have qualified for the knockout stages. Cape Verde beat Mozambique 3-0 in Abidjan. Senegal went through with a 3-1 win over Cameroon. In the day's other game, Guinea beat Gambia 1-0. Egypt's hopes of qualifying for the next stage have suffered a blow with the announcement that their star player, Mohamed Salah, will miss the next 2 games because of injury. BBC News.